following along there on Saturday. And wow, what a Beatrice invite. A runner-up finish, a bunch of medalists, what, three champions? It was a good day for the Bison kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a good day for the wrestling team. You know, going into Saturday, you know, I would be honest with you if I, you know, told you that I was, you know, looking forward to the team race or had any, you know, ambitions of looking, you know, at the team race throughout the day. I didn't really think that with only nine guys in a tournament like that, you know, we'd have any business, you know, being, you know, in the top two of the tournament. But you know, the guys showed up ready to wrestle. You know, I told them, you know, the day before we got there that, you know, I always like going into hostile environments and, you know, enemy territory, so to speak. And, you know, we were the only team there from Western Nebraska. And so, you know, you got to kind of show up and represent and earn everything that you get. We saw, you know, a lot of different referees that, you know, we normally don't see, a lot of different teams and fans that we don't normally get to see. And so, you know, our guys, I think, kind of took that as a challenge and, you know, really wanted to show what Western Nebraska and Southwest Nebraska wrestling is all about. And, you know, to go into a tournament like that and with only nine guys, you know, out of 14 weight classes, you know, to see how well they wrestled throughout the day was pretty amazing. And, you know, just a credit to our guys on how hard they've been working all season long. You know, we got three champs on the day. John White, at 106 pounds, got first place in his bracket. This was John's first championship title. He's just a freshman, and, you know, I told him after the tournament, hopefully this was just the first of many first-place finishes for him, but it was great to see him wrestle at a high level. We had Tristan Campbell, who got first place at 144 pounds, and he ended up beating a couple of good wrestlers, a kid from Gretna East. He wrestled, and this was his second time wrestling him. He beat him pretty handedly. He beat a kid from Marysville, Kansas, in the finals. That was a tough opponent, but he wrestled well there. But probably the match of the day for him in his weight class was against a kid from Lexington. It came right down to the wire, and Tristan was able to get a takedown just in the last maybe a few seconds of the match, and that was really the difference, and I believe he ended up winning 5-3. Also on the day, Tristan Campbell hit a milestone. He got his 100th career victory for his career, and, you know, that was great to see. You know, that's not easy to accomplish, especially as just a junior. To get 100 wins really shows, you know, what kind of a career he's had up till now. And, you know, I think that, you know, that was something pretty special for him. I know it was for the coaching staff. And so congratulations to Tristan Campbell on getting 100 wins. And I think on the day he actually ended up with 102 wins. So he's actually at 102 for his career. But he got first place. And then also Tate Schaefer at 157 pounds got first place. And I believe that this was Tate's first time ever getting first place in a tournament as well. And not only did he get first place, I believe Tate pinned all five of his opponents on the day. And so that was excellent to see. So those three guys got first place. And then another three guys got second place. Tyce Hammerling got second place at 120 pounds. We had Callum McCorkle got second place at 165 pounds. And then Gabe Roberts also got second place at 190 pounds. And so those guys had, really good days as well. And then our other medalists on the day came at 150 pounds. Trenton Riley got fourth place at 175 pounds. Jackson Blomstedt got fourth place. And at 215 pounds, Davian Hansen got third place. And, you know, as a team, we go into every tournament and every duel, you know, trying to get as many bonus points as we can. And that was really the difference, I think, on Saturday that really, catapulted us into second place was we got 19 pins from all nine of our guys on Saturday. And so they're not just going out there looking to get the win. They're looking to go out there and get the pin and pick up those bonus points for the team. And, it really made a difference on Saturday. And, four of the other teams that were there on Saturday were district opponents. And, we got a lot of good head-to-head matchups with those district opponents. We got some wins over those district opponents, and that will really help with seeding down the line at the district tournament in February.
Another monster week coming up, Coach. I know your JV kids have got, I know they're going to go to Perkins County this week, but those younger kids getting some other invites. Coach Jones taking those kids, getting more matches all the time, and they're keeping busy as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are, and several of them are going to be extra busy this week. They're going to be wrestling JV on Tuesday at Perkins County. We're going to send eight of our wrestlers to the JV tournament on Tuesday, and traditionally that's been a pretty tough JV tournament for our kids, so that's a great opportunity for our younger guys to go out there and hopefully get better and see some tough competition there. And then some of them are also going to be wrestling on Thursday in our next varsity competition. We're going to go down to Kansas for two duels, one against Oberlin on Thursday night, and then also on Thursday night at Oberlin we'll wrestle Phillipsburg. And, some of those JV guys, they're going to be pretty worn out by the end of this week, because they're going to wrestle Tuesday, they're going to wrestle Thursday in the varsity duels, and then on Saturday, we're going to send our normal varsity lineup, plus some of those JV guys will be filling in spots on Saturday at the Chase County tournament. This is our first time going to the Chase County tournament, and I think that with that tournament, some of our younger guys that normally wrestle just JV, I think giving them the opportunity to step up to varsity at a tournament on Saturday at Chase County, I think some of them will be able to pick up some wins, hopefully, and help out the team. And we're probably going to send hopefully around 12 guys to Chase County and hopefully represent well there as well.